Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and my warmest greetings to your team as well as other colleagues present. It's a real pleasure to see you all here in Geneva. The New Zealand delegation thanks you, Mr. Chair, for the draft report you've prepared and for your continued efforts to move us along the path toward addressing the risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. With this week representing the GGE's final session for 2023, there's a need for urgency in our deliberations. As others have mentioned this morning, the face of conflict is changing before our eyes. We as high contracting parties to the CCW need to respond in an effective manner. We need to demonstrate that we're up to the task of addressing new means and methods of warfare in a timely manner to ensure that international humanitarian law is properly respected and we respond to the dictates of public conscience. Put bluntly, we want guardrails on autonomous weapons and not just an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff after their widespread use and proliferation has occurred. To do this, it's our considered national view that we need an appropriate mix of binding international prohibitions and regulation. As others have mentioned, the GGE's been discussing this issue in some shape or form for about a decade now. In 2019, we agreed 11 guiding principles in the CCW. And discussions and understanding since then have progressed beyond what's contained in those guiding principles, including as a result of the many interesting proposals circulated over the course of the last year. Although none of these proposals in themselves yet represents a comprehensive solution in our view, they do indicate constructive engagement and some conceptual progress. Through the fog of our discussions, matters like what could be usefully prohibited and regulated are gradually becoming clearer through the emergence of the so-called two-tier approach, even if we don't all agree yet on the colour and the shape of what we're looking at. Nevertheless, to anyone looking from outside or looking through recent GGE reports, even that conceptual progress we have made here is not properly apparent. That's why it's incumbent upon us to deliver an agreed substantive outcome report this year that clearly signals a forward direction of travel in our work, building on the very good GGE session we had in March, even as we do recognise persistent differences of view, some of which have been expressed this morning. Our hope is that this week will result in a further intensification of our efforts and achievement of a meaningful report that reflects principles of international humanitarian law and acknowledges relevant ethical perspectives on the basis of the text that you have put forward, Mr. Chair. So we look forward this week to engaging constructively with all delegations to give effect to our mandate and to agree a substantive outcome report. And we assure you, Mr. Chair, of our continued and full support in this task. I thank you.